We are here once again at the 2017 GAC, hosted by the fine folks at CUNA, with Mr. Steven Riggs. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you as well,
man. Glad to be here. This is a great conference.
There's a lot of people here.
Yes.
A lot of people here. So you said you're on a panel. You're talking about, obviously, economy stuff, because that's your wheelhouse. What's going on? What are you going to be talking about here?
Well, we're actually having two economic breakouts. We're having one today on Monday here and another one tomorrow on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And so me and the three CUNA economists will be getting together and forming this panel. And they've asked me to talk about interest rates.
Okay.
You know, since credit unions are money brokers, you know, we buy and sell money, take in those deposits, make those loans. What's going to happen to the price of money, interest rates?
Right.
And so basically I'll be talking about this normalization of interest rates. We believe the Federal Reserve is going to be raising rates this year.
Okay.
Maybe three moves, 25 basis point each.
Wow.
Of course, that's going to increase credit unions' cost of funds. You know, we're going to be paying more on those CDs, those money market rates, so it's going to be affecting us there. We're also going to be talking about long-term interest rates. You know, get off the short-term rates that the Fed controls.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term interest rates are also going up, mainly because the economy is improving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people are expecting more inflation, and when inflation goes up, interest rates typically go up.
Mm-hmm.
And also because we may have a bigger deficit. You know, we have a new president. He's proposed some more infrastructure spending, some tax cuts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that's going to be financed probably with deficits. And whenever you have the government borrowing more of that pool of savings out there, that could push up interest rates. So we may see our yield on assets going up, so interest rates on maybe car loans and mortgages heading up over the next year.
Not much, though, right? Which is will keep the consumer confidence.
It really depends on Paul Ryan, you know, the Speaker of the House, what he puts into a bill on infrastructure spending and tax cuts. Basically, you know, the amount and the timing of all these proposals is really going to determine how much deficit we're going to have, which then will determine how fast interest rates will go up.
Okay.
So we'll see. You know, once again, a lot of uncertainty out there with respect to the timing and amount of any fiscal policy.
Is this good news or bad news, or is it still?
Well, the economy is actually doing quite well. I mean, we're approaching what economists call potential output, where factories are running at kind of normal speed and the labor force is being fully utilized. So, I mean, we're reaching a sweet spot in our economy. It's a little bit worrisome that we may do a lot of this fiscal stimulus at a point where the economy is already in a pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
That could lead to inflationary pressures, which then push up interest rates. So, I mean, it'd have been nice if we would have had a lot of this fiscal spending on like roads and bridges 5 years ago, when the unemployment rate was 10%. Now that it's at 4.8, it's going to be tough to find workers out there to do some of these jobs, roads and bridges and ports, things like that.
Good point. Oh my gosh, all these, it's like one thing leads to another, you know? It's like, if you don't have that, then this, my goodness. So, I mean, what can we look for in 2000? I mean, you already alluded to maybe two or three interest rate hikes. Anything else we can look forward to in 2017, especially from a credit union's perspective?
Another good year for loan growth.
Okay.
You know, we just came off last year. We had about a 10.8% increase in loan balances last year. We're forecasting another 10% increase
this
year. That'll be the fourth year of double-digit loan growth, something we haven't seen in credit unions in like 20, 30 years. So this has been a booming loan growth last 4 years, and we expect it to continue this year, mainly because consumer confidence is high. Job creation is going to be another 2 million jobs will be created this year.
Mm-hmm.
That means more people with jobs, more incomes, high confidence. That's when people take out loans.
Okay.
Buying cars, buying homes.
Yeah.
So it's going to be another good year for lending for credit unions.
So with interest rates going up, that's good for the credit unions?
Well, it depends on if their cost of funds are going up faster than their yield on assets.
Okay.
And for a lot of credit unions, they've positioned their balance sheet that they have adjustable rate credit cards, adjustable rate mortgages. Their investments are invested short term.
Mm-hmm.
So when interest rates go up, all those assets are going to reprice to those higher rates, which is good for their earnings. Cost of funds are going to go up. Like I said, CD rates are going to go up. So their costs are going to be going up and money market rates. But that could be going up a little bit slower. Once again, it all depends on each credit union, what's their liquidity situation, can they have money run off, that type of deal. But overall, you know, it's going to be a good year for credit unions.
All right, well, that sounds cool. Yeah. I think that's a great message to end on.
Yeah.
Steve, always a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
Good job. Well done.